We're talking today with Mike Spradley with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Mike, let's talk a little bit about the fall elections. I know that Farm Bureau, you're trying to educate your members and others about a lot of issues, but we got a multitude of state questions. But the one that is kind of at the top of the list as far as concern among a lot of the agricultural groups is 744. Why is it so worrisome?
Ron, you're certainly correct in that. And, of course, one of the reasons, certainly, that Oklahoma Farm Bureau is concerned about it. Our members have said for years after year, and it's always been a priority issue, that we protect the sales tax exemptions. Now, 744 will have an unfunded mandate to spend in the very first year $850 million. And so that money is going to have to be made up somewhere since there's no funding mechanism for it whatsoever. So our legislature then is going to have to look at ways to make up that money. One of the things we're concerned about is certainly they'll be looking at sales tax exemptions. They'll have to look at everything. Another thing certainly would be the, and of course that sales tax exemption is our agriculture sales tax exemption. Another thing we're concerned at is, as agriculture, is certainly the ad valorem tax. The counties are going to feel the effects of this as well, and money's going to have to be made up somewhere there. And certainly we support a lot of education by what we do now with ad valorem tax, but if this comes about, we could potentially see some huge increases in that. Each of the departments we know have already taken a 12 to 14% cut, and it's understood that if this passes, it's going to be an additional 20% on all state agencies. One agency we're certainly concerned about is the Department of Agriculture, where a lot of our programs come from. We're going to feel the effects of that. Another thing, certainly, our state university, Oklahoma State University, 744 only funds common education. It does nothing for career tech or higher education or pre-K. So we're very concerned about the effects on our university and what the extension part and the research and development programs would, how they would fall out underneath the severe cuts to the universities. Both Oklahoma State University and OU, the college presidents there, both have concerns about the passage of this and how it will affect their universities directly. Another thing, certainly, in order to have a healthy rural Oklahoma, we have to have healthy rural Oklahomans. The legislature worked very hard to be able to get Oklahoma State University's College of Osteopathic Medicine on the ground and up and running over in Tulsa. And they are doing just that. But more cuts could come in that particular area as well and be very devastating to that, because the College of Osteopathic Medicine graduates generally practice within a 200-mile radius of where they get their degrees. That means rural Oklahoma. And certainly the things that keep rural Oklahoma growing would be health care, water, rail, high-speed internet, and transportation. And so that's a very important part to certainly the survival of rural Oklahoma as we know it today. We've already seen an increase in fees, as I mentioned, each of the departments to be affected, but the Oklahoma Water Resource Board have already implemented a $50 per irrigation well on the farmers and ranchers state of Oklahoma. You know, that's a way that certainly they've had to deal with taking care of the gap in their funding, but whose backs was it put on? It was put on the backs of Oklahoma agriculture.
You mentioned the fact that higher education obviously would have a lot of impact, have a lot of fallout from 744. I know in talking to Burns Hargis, he talked about the fact that they could and probably would have to raise tuition, that would be one of the ways that they would cope with things. Problem is with OSU and the land grant part of the institution, extension, research, there's no fees or no tuition to raise.
That's right, and that's why we're really concerned as agriculture. If those programs are cut, certainly we're going to feel the effects of it. And when not only American agriculture but world agriculture is having more pressure to be able to produce more food with more regulations put on us, technology is going to have to play a tremendous role in making up that difference. And this is no time to start losing and cutting the research dollars that go into that kind of research that's going to help us achieve those goals.
Now, Farm Bureau is one of a whole host of groups that's concerned and actually urging a no vote.
That's right. Of course, you know, one of the reasons Oklahoma Farm Bureau was part of it, because they know our grassroots effectiveness and how our people get out and work. And certainly all of our 77 county farm bureaus are working very diligently to get the word out to their membership as well as the people in their communities. Certainly we're very fortunate to have the governor had just stepped up and has agreed to be the official spokesperson or chair for the One Oklahoma Coalition. I think every major candidate for state office, both or people running for Mary Fallon and Jerry Askins both opposed State Question 744, as well as our lieutenant governor candidates and our attorney general candidates. All your major candidates are certainly realized what the passage of this could do to the state.
Okay. Very good.
Work?
Yes, sir.